Hello.
Oh, hi, Meredith. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding your account and the past due payment.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Yeah, I guess we wanted to just cancel what we had. Because it didn't work for us, basically.
So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 18th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come February 18th, that's going to reoccur to $598, and that will continue to do so until this settles. One thing I want to give you a heads up on, Meredith, because last time we talked, you said, oh, I didn't get any phone calls, just 2 people looking for work. I went in and I listened to the leads that are on the dashboard coming through the tracking number. And there's actually 7 of them, but people are calling, and when they call you, they're getting a voice mailbox that's not set up. So that sometimes becomes a missed opportunity. If, you know, you're paying a company for marketing to get your phone ringing, and then when people call you, they can't leave a message, you know? So I always tell people when I hear that, because I don't know when my voice mailbox gets filled up unless someone tells me, you know?
Right, but what number are they calling, and what number is it heading to? Because like today, I got calls today they're trying to do my Google listing or something like that. And those calls just started whenever I started with Local Splash. But I guess first we got to figure out this payment thing, because we can't do another $299 right now anyway. And if it just goes in, I'm trying to keep it out of collections, so.
Yeah, I don't want it to start affecting your credit and all that 9 yards either. So one thing I can do to kind of help you out is that your program does include $100 worth of Facebook ads. If your intention is just to pay the past due and settle, you don't need that extra batch of Facebook ads. So I could take those off, and that would lower that past due amount to just $199.
Okay, and you said I have the 18th to pay it?
We say 3 business days prior, so by the 15th.
So I cannot, you said I have to let you guys know, but I cannot let you guys know now and then pay it, and then it's canceled?
There's not a way, I can put the note in the account, but as far as billing goes, it continues to reoccur until this settles, so... One thing I can do for you, though, Meredith, if you want to try to get the most bang for your buck, because I already explained to you the timeline and how this is the month where things are going to really explode and do good things for your business, is what I could do is, you know, once we get this payment, assuming that you do it by the 15th, I could give you a whole month on the back end, meaning you would be paid in full until March 15th. And my intention in doing that is, rather than you just paying $199 and canceling where you don't get any return on it, is so that you have a whole month to get your phone ringing and recoup some of that money. But if you agree to that, I would just ask you to please clean out the voice mailbox. And the number that I'm showing that it's forwarding to is the one that ends in 7783. Is that the one that you want it to forward to?
No, not at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. The one that ends in 2743. So the tracking number is 804-492-7783. And when people call it, it forwards to 804-404-2733. So, but you would rather have the calls come to this number, right? Ending in 1588?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not getting any of those calls.
Well, those calls, they're definitely coming to you, but you're not getting any messages on them because it says the voicemail box is not set up or it's full or something. So that's why I'm saying if you wanted to keep it the way it is, just fix that on the other phone number. But if not, I'll just change it once the payment is done to start forwarding to this phone number. That way, when the clients call, you can actually, you know, get a hold of them and get some value out of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Whose number is that other number, the 804-404-2733? Did you have that initially and then you changed it or?
No, I don't know where that number came from, actually. The only number that should have been associated with the account is this number and the 804-709-7629, I think.
Okay. So I'm going to call the tracking number right now from my cell phone. Tell me if your phone number rings. If not, it's definitely going to that other number. So 804-492-7783. That's the tracking number.
Thank you for calling Gold Key Commercial Services. Please press 1 if you are a new client.
I just press 1 like I'm a new client and see what happens here.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how the voicemail is full if it's only...
Okay, let's hear.
Please leave your message for 80.
So when I tried to leave a message earlier, it says it's full or not set up. Let's see what...
Mailbox is full.
Oh, see, that's what it's saying. Mailbox is full.
Yeah, but I have no idea what that number is going to for the mailbox to be full.
Right. That's why we can fix this for you. We can put the actual your number on there to forward to. And then, like I said, just to compensate you, just in case you missed out on those calls, I would give you that free month on the back end so that you have plenty of time to get your phone ringing with new clients and to recoup some of the money that you spent.
Okay, well, I guess I don't know. Let me see what they say about coming up with the rest of the money. So how do I pay you guys?
We can do debit or credit, whatever works best.
All right. I gotta call some folks and get some money. Because I paid the initial, like, $700 or something to get this thing started. And it didn't do anything. They were supposed to pay the rest. And then they decided to cancel the last time we called, so I don't want to...
You know what? There's a note on your account from November 3rd that when they did the phone verification with you, they completed it using 804-404-2733, and then it says that was a Google Voice number. So I think that maybe at some point, you were using a Google Voice number, and then you had, you know, us forwarding to that number. But, yeah, if you're not using that anymore, then we'll definitely fix it for you. No problem.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Okay, I didn't really set it up. So, but like I said, I already paid the $700 and paid another $300, and I literally got $0 from it. It's kind of...
Well, I'm gonna reduce it to $199, but I want you to know that what I can do is push the billing out 30 days once that settles, and then I can make that March payment a service credit where it would be a free month, which means you would be paid in full all the way until April. So I can do that for you, but, you know, we need to, you know, settle the payment first in order for me to kind of fix the billing. But I'll give you a free month on your next one just because of that hiccup, because I don't know, you know, why when they did the Google verification that number was working and now it's not working. It's probably just that maybe you used a Google Voice number in the past and you forgot about it. I myself have that. I have an old Google number that I used to use years ago, and I don't even remember what it is. So I could be in the same situation as you where people are trying to reach me and I don't know, you know. So, but don't worry, we'll fix it. If it helps out at all, what I can try to do for you is put you into friends and family pricing moving forward, and then that would just lower the subscription to $149. So I obviously have to get an override to do that, but, you know, if I get that approved, that'll help you out a little bit ongoing, because if I do get it approved, it will grandfather you into that rate where even in the future it would never go up.
Yeah, because that's about what I have in my account. I don't, it's about $125 or something like that. I could pay it right now, but I don't have $199, so...
Okay, so let me see here. I just have to G-chat someone to get the approval, and usually it takes about 90 seconds to 2 minutes to get a response. You say you have about 125 in there right now?
Yeah, I know that's what I have in there now.
Okay, so give me a second. I'm going to try to... I don't know if I can do it with a past due, but I'm going to try to, once I get the code to do the $149, I'm going to try to do a $25 service credit, which would lower that past due amount to $124. So let me just try to see if this will stick. And then if it will, then I can get you up to speed right now, which will be great. So the next payment would be pushed out till March 1st, but March 1st is a free month for you. So you'll be paid in full until April 1st. And then what I'll do is I'll have the technicians fix that today where the call tracking number starts forwarding to your number ending in 1588. And then you'll see some really solid results, you know, now between now and April 1st. So, okay, I got the green light. He's given me a promo code. Good, good, good. Okay, so let me just activate the friends and family pricing. And I did get that $25 service credit to stick. So all I have to do is make sure that the invoice shows as $124 after I put this in. Excellent. Okay, so that worked. I got the invoice to show as $124. And then do you want me to try to process that on the same card that I have? Well, actually, this one says it's no good. So is there a different card you wanted to use? We have the one ending in 2051.
Yeah, let me just, I don't know what card that is. Let me just get
it. Okay.
Oh, boy. All right, I got, it's, 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
Two, 22,
29. Okay.
7,626.
Okay.
1,232.
Okay, expiration?
December 2027.
12 of 27, and the code on the back?
412.
Now, is this card still tied into the Sandy Lane address for the billing?
Yeah, it is.
It is. Excellent. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then what I also wanted to ask you, because you said you got calls today, people saying that they wanted to verify your Google listing. They came to your direct phone number, right? They didn't come through that tracking number?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay. So what I'm thinking, since they didn't come through the tracking number that is actually on your Google listing and on your website, I'm thinking that they got your number from another source. So have you ever used Angie Leads or Thumbtack or Yelp or any of those services in the past?
I have, but those are going to a different number. That number ended in 29 that I was telling you about, but it didn't have have my personal number on it at all.
Okay, so the only reason that I ask you that is, and I can dig deeper into it and see if I can find any directories that have this number on it, but there are scam companies out there that will use directories as a lead source, where they'll go in and they'll, you know, just put in, for example, contractors in Virginia or handyman in Virginia, and they'll get pages and pages of leads, and they just call through all of them. So I, if that's the let me see. There's a link here that they put when they found you. At the time, you did have a home advisor. And let me just see what number is on this. It is, oh, that's where it is. On your home advisor, I'll send you a link to this so you can see it. They have your phone number as 804-572-1588. So I think those scam companies are going on that directory, and they're just putting, you know, handyman in Virginia, and they're calling through all of them. And then they say, oh, your Google listing is not up to date, and you need to pay more money to get it updated. And they try to scare you just so that you start working with them. So what I would suggest is, moving forward, Meredith, if you get any more of those calls, just tell them, look, Tina at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. I know they're a scam call, so they're not going to call me, but that at least is a good way for you to get them off the phone, and you don't have to engage with them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, and then if you do still use Angie Leads, just let them know that you know, they have your personal number on there and you want to change it to that other number. Or if you don't use them anymore, you could even ask them to take you off of their directory, you know, if all you're getting is scam calls anyway, you know. But I'll send you a link to it just so that you can see it, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, and just so you're not confused, Angie Leads and Home Advisor merged, so they're the same of the company. So the link that I have here says Home Advisor, but it's now Angie Leads. It's the same company.
Okay.
All right. So have a really great rest of your day. And then if you need anything else down the road, just call me, okay?
Okay. So the payment is made. I don't have to do anything else for right now with the payment?
Nope. All you have to know is that you're paid in full until April 1st. And on April 1st, if you decide to continue, it's just going to be $149 monthly, because I got that friends and family rate approved for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll have a great rest of your week too, Meredith.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.